WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An inspector general report showing the FBI has not done enough to address failures stemming from the Dr. Larry Nassar sex abuse case involving dozens of minor athletes, some of them Olympic gymnasts. In a video posted on YouTube, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz says the probe uncovered substantial issues in the wake of that case.
In 47% of incidents we reviewed, we found no evidence that FBI employees complied with mandatory reporting requirements to state, local, tribal, and territorial law enforcement agencies. And in 50% of the incidents, no evidence of reporting to social service agencies.
As Ukraine defends itself against Russian attacks, two U.S. officials now confirming to ABC News an American-made F-16 Ukrainian fighter jet crashed this week in Ukraine. A hearing today in Idaho for college murder suspect Brian Koberger. His attorneys pushing to have the trial move to another area, claiming they can't get a fair trial. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died after a semi-truck crashed into a vehicle at the intersection of Highway M and Highway E in the town of Randolph last week. According to Columbia County deputies, with numerous fire and EMS resources, responded to the crash at about 9:35 a.m. last Friday. The preliminary investigation shows that a semi was traveling north on Highway M and failed to yield to a passenger truck traveling east on Highway E. Driver of the passenger truck was taken to a hospital where he later died. A passenger in the truck suffered minor injuries. It's believed the driver of the passenger truck was not wearing his seatbelt. The operator of the semi-truck, a 24-year-old man from California, suffered minor injuries. He was arrested and taken to the Columbia County Jail on a tentative charge of homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and warm today, with high temperatures still smacking the mid-80s. We've got a line of heavy rain and thunderstorms headed our way late tonight, bringing the potential for some flash flooding, as well as some high, damaging wind gusts are possible as this passes. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
99.7.
Inside another 50-minute music hour, maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM from Eddie and the Cruisers. It's John Cafferty.
The dark side's calling love and is real. She'll never know just how I feel. Out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slip to the dark side and cross out.
You're better than someone to believe in, and a whole lot. FM Sports.
The Brewers and Giants play the rubber game of their three-game set at AmFam Field this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Aaron Savaglia gets the nod for the Brewers, who continue to run away with the National League Central. Football Badgers put the finishing touches on their game plan and open their season tomorrow night against Western Michigan at Camp Randall. Luke Fickell trying to improve on a 7-win season in his first year in Madison. There's three Big Ten teams in action tonight. Rutgers hosting Howard. Minnesota plays host to North Carolina, and Illinois at home against Eastern Illinois. Packers back on the practice field this afternoon as they get ready for their season opener next Friday against the Eagles in Brazil. And the PGA's Tour Championship is underway at Eastlake in Atlanta today. 30 of the world's top golfers tee it up for the final FedEx Cup playoff event. Scottie Scheffler entering as the world's ranked number one golfer. He starts with a two-shot lead on the field. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I was kissing Valentino.
It's the lunch hour for your Thursday. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with the weekend.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry. Of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Demolition woman, can I be your man? Hey, 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 hey.
live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make the twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move.
CNC Music Factory, Maximum Hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Hey, thanks for coming along with us on this Thursday afternoon. More of your favorites on the way this hour. Cyndi Lauper, Prince, and John Mellencamp all on the way.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo is celebrating this Labor Day with a store-wide celebration. Make it the perfect picnic with Mrs. Jerry's deviled egg potato salad at $4.59 a pound or Mrs. Jerry's coleslaw at $3.99 a pound. Get whole seedless watermelons at $4.99 each and fresh local sweet corn is $5 a dozen. Have some more fun with boxes of Honeymade Grahams at 2 for $7, Jet Puffed Marshmallows 4 for $5, and 6-pack select Hershey candy bars at $5.49. Pierce's Express Market, supplying summer cookouts for over 100 years.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and warm today, with high temperatures still smacking the mid-80s. We've got a line of heavy rain and thunderstorms headed our way late tonight, bringing the potential for some flash flooding, as well as some high, damaging wind gusts are possible as this passes. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 72.
99.7.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
FM with Hanson.
Oh,
Prince, I Would Die For You. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. BuzzFeed has put together a list of celebrities who are rude and difficult to work with, according to employees and co-stars. On the list, some difficult celebrities including Jennifer Lopez, Mike Myers, Julia Roberts, and Jimmy Fallon. Rolling along through another 50-minute music hour. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Mostly cloudy, warm, and humid today. A high of 83. Lisa and Cult Jam on the way. And music from Tom Petty. Right now, Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart on Max FM.